97.9 FM, WCHL, and the UNC College of Journalism and Mass Communication presents Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus is dedicated to in-depth examinations of issues of overarching importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions to problems in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the UNC campus, here's your host, journalism professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, negative recruiting in college athletics. Our guests are Gene Smith and Jimmy Adams. Both are veteran coaches. Jimmy was 17 years in college ball, and Jimmy coached at all levels of basketball, including college at Ole Miss and Memphis. Gene, what's the strangest thing that ever happened to you, someone who was recruiting against you?
You know, of course, there were numerous things, but nine times out of ten, it just involved a half-truth or an outright lie, typically about the personnel on our staff and maybe their lack of a strength position, like they would talk about the head coach being on thin ice when he wasn't, that type of thing, maybe some scheduling things. But usually it was just I don't know that there were any real strange ones. We just had to combat the half-truths that led people to believe they were trying to lead them down a line where they wouldn't be interested in us. So I don't have a specific example of something strange, but there was a lot of negative half-truth and innuendo that was spewed out there during that process.
Jimmy, I'm referring to an article that was on ESPN.com, and that's one of the things that Gene mentioned that comes up a lot is the coaching staff, maybe the coach is about to be fired. He's gotten old. You know, that happens to any coach who's older than 60. It's like, well, you know, how much longer is that coach going to be there? Those were pretty common. But some other common things were sort of inflating your own numbers in terms of graduation, in terms of, you know, your need for this particular athlete at this particular position versus the other school has so many athletes at that position already. So sort of fudging the numbers to make your school look better and make the other school look worse.
Well, Charlie, you know, recruiters are salesmen, and that's basically what they are. They are coaches by name, but salesmen by trade. And you know, every recruiter is looking for a fair advantage, and some are looking for an unfair advantage, and all of them are trying to bend the rules to their favor, and some cross the line and break the rules. And I think when we're talking about negative recruiting, that's opposed to positive recruiting, and it's not necessarily illegal. It's certainly unethical. And there's so many ways that I've experienced negative recruiting in both high school coach sitting in on home visits with college coaches coming in and really criticizing other schools that are recruiting my player, and also as a college coach trying to recruit against the negative influences that were thrown at our program. I'll give you one real quick example. Was at Ole Miss, obviously because of the racial past of Ole Miss and its you know, using the rebel flag as a school symbol and Colonel Reb. That was certainly used against us all over the country in our recruiting black players. And it was something you just had to find a creative way around because it exists, and it was something you had to, you know, more or less minimalize when you were recruiting athletes.
Gene, one thing that I found interesting in this article is that coaches will say, oh, that's a cow town. Nothing to do there, you know, no fun stuff going on the weekends. You don't want to go there. Or, oh, that's in a big metro area. There's a lot of crime. You know, so they're talking down not just the school, but the area that
right.
The student might be considering.
Yeah, there's no question. And of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with making comparisons if pointing out facts about another school that you think may lead a young man to consider your school more favorably, as long as they're facts. You know, if you think the guy or his parents may be want him in a smaller town atmosphere. There's nothing wrong if he think if he's comparing you and the University of Memphis or the University of Houston, just pointing out to him the fact that it is in a big city. But what I think what Charlie indicated and what Jimmy indicated is what's wrong is when they point out a non-fact and they try to paint it as a fact, and that's where you get into the ethical issue. And you know, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with making comparisons and saying, hey, they've got three quarterbacks coming back, and who they were and their background. We've got one. We have more of a need for you. But, you know, when they paint half-truths and outright lies as facts, that's where you get into the problem.
Jimmy, there's one example in this article where the school that was involved in the negative recruiting was saying, well, you know, at this position, they have 9 players on their roster, and they failed to mention that 6 of those were walk-ons who would never see the court or see the field. So I think that falls right in line with what Gene was saying about presenting as, you know, yes, there are 9 players on the roster, but at your position, but you're competing really with only 2 or 3. So that's the question: is where do you cross the line between giving legitimate factual information that will help this young man or this young woman and the parents make a good decision versus really kind of skewing the facts?
Well, I think I made a list of things when we were planning to be on this program of things that I've experienced negatively, and one of them is. Coaches will play up the number of wins versus losses that your program's had under this coach or in the past or recently, and the number of NCAA appearances that this program has made recently and the success that the program's had in the NCAA tournament. And, of course, all that was done by somebody else. And so this coach is trying to turn around the program. And, yeah, we didn't have a good year last year, but if we get you, we're going to have a great year this year. Type as opposed to they never have developed a player, and so if you go there, you're not going to get developed either. You know, how many NBA players does Kentucky have, but then how many NBA players did Kentucky recruit? You know, it doesn't mean you're an NBA player because you go to Kentucky, and you know, how many kids have transferred out of that program because they went there and found out that it wasn't what they thought it was going to be, and now they're gone, you know?
Sports Focus, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Sports Focus. Our discussion is about negative recruiting. We're talking with two coaches who've been around and seen it for a while. Gene Smith, who's calling us, or we're calling him in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Jimmy Adams in Memphis, Tennessee. Gene, when a program is having issues, for example, here at the University of North Carolina, we're facing potential sanctions from the NCAA. Is it legitimate for coaches at other programs to mention that?
Well, again, as long as they mention it in a truthful way, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, hey, you are aware that they've had this issue in the past, and it could mean sanctions for them, just making a person aware of it. Where I think coaches cross the line is when they seem to have some kind of knowledge about what those sanctions might be and how severe they might be and how they probably will impact this kid in a negative way, and they throw out the worst case scenario as if it's a fact and try to lead him down that line. So, you know, again, a truthful comparison of you know, our school is not under any sanctions, and they're not being investigated, and unless something's happened that I don't know about, you're going to have 4 or 5 years with no sanctions. And over here, there's a very good chance there could be. They are under investigation, but when you start saying, oh, we hear they're going to have 3 years of sanctions, when you have no knowledge of that, that's a bad deal. So I think you just have to be truthful in your analysis, and you should focus on the positive side of your school and you know, help that kid understand, you know, you're not running against a certain candidate, you're running for an office is the way it should be. You know, you're not selling against another school. You're running. You're selling for your school, and that's the way it should be. But you know, again, I don't think truthful comparisons are wrong. It's just when we get into the innuendo, half truth, and whole lie that we have a problem.
Yeah, Jimmy, it really reminds me of a political campaign. You know, that this candidate never paid taxes. This candidate wasn't even born in the United States. I mean, you know, weird, totally untruthful things just to try to get that one swing vote. And recruiting sounds a lot like that.
Oh, it is. And, you know, you're talking about being a salesman. You have to be armed with facts. And Gene's hit the nail directly on the head when he says, if you're truthful in your analysis of the other opponent's weaknesses, that's common knowledge. If it's truth, if it's fact, I don't think that's anything that is unethical to bring that up, because you can tell an athlete, you know, this school has been penalized, like Syracuse has been penalized. It's a fact. And they are not going to be able to compete in the tournament. And so if you go there, you'll miss out on the tournament your first 2 years of being there, or 3 years or whatever. And so that's something you have to consider. If it's what you want to do, go ahead. And if it's not, then we're probably not going to be on any kind of probation, so we're a better choice for you. Or if the coach is about to get fired, or if he's doing so well he's about to accept another job for more money, you say, you know, you can sign with this school and go there to play for this coach, and then he's not going to be there. Well, you don't know that. You know,
right.
he may be or he may not be, but if you bring it up, it should be a fact. You know, I know he signed a contract to leave to go somewhere else, and he's not going to be there, and so you're playing for a new coach if you go to that school. Those kind of things. And Gene was perfectly right when he said it has to be truthful and not just innuendo and rumor and throwing something out to kind of poison the water.
Yeah, Gene, what I find sort of interesting in all of this is that to be immune from the charges of or the speculation that you're going to wind up somewhere, the coach is going to wind up somewhere else, either because he's going to be fired or he's going to the next level, you sort of have to have a mediocre program. If your program's bad, you're going to get fired. If your program's really good, you're going to the pros. And that's what the recruiters are saying against you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things we talk about people making negative claims, and you just have to be armed when you're out there as a coach, as a recruiter, and as a salesman, as Jimmy said, you got to be armed with the facts, and you've got to confront those things that are probably going to be said head on. You can't dodge them, and you've got to have an answer for them. And the truth is that in that business, on that particular subject that you talked about, every player needs to understand that he could be at a school that goes through a coaching change. And he needs to pick the school as well as the coach. You know, some people say pick the school, not the coach. Well, that's just not a reality. He's going to pick the staff and the coach and the philosophy. But he does need to pick the school as well, and he needs to be aware that there could be, certainly with assistant coaches and even with the head coach, there could be a change at any of those schools. At some point, an older coach is going to retire, even if he's successful. And at some point, if the coach is successful, he is going to have opportunities to leave, and he might take one. So that's a reality, and you've got to be armed with that as a recruiter and give your side of the story, and here's what we think's going to happen. And we can't guarantee you that Coach Jones is going to be there. He might take a job, but we've got some great things here, and you're going to be fine even if he does. They're going to bring another quality person in here, and here's the overall direction of the school from the president down to the AD and on and on. So, but that's, you know, that's a real issue you got to have an answer for.
And Jimmy, in this ESPN.com article, they point out that, you know, some recruits get turned off by negative recruiting. You start talking bad about the other school, they start feeling bad about you. It's like, why don't you tell us what's good about you instead of what's bad about the other guy? But there have been cases, absolutely,
players and parents.
Yeah, and these coaches spoke under condition of anonymity. Right. They didn't want their names attached to these comments.
Right.
But one said, you know, yeah, we went negative and it worked. We got the kid. So you don't do it if it doesn't work.
Well, and there's so many things that can be, like I said, you're looking for a creative way to sell yourself. And if you can sell it positively, that's the preferred way. But if you can't find enough positives, then you have to find the negatives in the other programs that are recruiting the kid. And, you know, here's another thing that I thought of, style of play. You know, you tell a kid, if you come to this school, we're going to let you play. We're going to let you run. We're going to let you shoot the ball. We're going to let you play. And if you go there, they're going to lock you in, and you're going to play in the post, which you're really a stretch four or you're a three. And so they're going to stick you down on the block. And if you come to us, we've got enough athletes. We can play you out, blah, blah, blah. You know, style of play sometimes entices a kid where it turns him off if he thinks he's going to be locked down.
Sports Focus. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sports Focus on our discussion of negative recruiting in athletics. We're talking with Gene Smith and Jimmy Adams. Gene, just before the break, Jimmy was talking about style of play, and there's an example in this article of someone who was recruiting against the University of Oregon football program and used statistics to make it sound like Oregon was a run all the time type offense. And anybody who's watched Oregon knows that's not true. So if a kid buys into that, I don't know if I want a kid who's that uninformed about what's going on.
Well, and Jimmy, you know, Jimmy mentioned too that, you know, or you did maybe, that sometimes this negative stuff turns people off. And I think people can see through that. You know, most players and parents can see through that kind of thing, and you know, that's the type of negative stuff when it's not fact-based that can turn people off. You know, sometimes you might get a player to believe something, probably not that outlandish, but you might get a player to believe something that's not fact-based. But a lot of times if you're throwing information out there that's just absurd, people do tend to see through it, and if I'm recruiting against somebody like that, I'm going to have an argument that blows that out of the water. So, you know, that's I never faced a tremendous amount of negative stuff. I never felt like I was going against somebody that was saying an awful lot of that. You know, every now and then you'd run into it, but I didn't see just a tremendous amount of it.
Jimmy, here's a quote I'd like you to react to. It comes from one of these coaches who, again, spoke on the condition of anonymity. He says, "You'd be amazed at how many tidbits you can find just from reading what rival fans say about a school." Well,
absolutely.
You know, living through what we're living here at the University of North Carolina, we've seen what rival fans have said, and a lot of it has zero basis in truth. So why would a coach go in that direction toward what rival fans are saying?
Well, you have big rivalries, like your rivalry with everybody over there in the ACC. And, of course, Auburn and Alabama are looking for dirt on each other, and Florida State and Miami are looking for dirt on each other. So they're recruiting the same kids, basically. And Mississippi State and Ole Miss are looking for dirt on each other so that they can out-recruit that school in their state or their area. And so they come up with all these wild stories and accusations. I give you an example. Vanderbilt University, great university in the South, one of the highest academic schools you could possibly go to. I've heard recruiters use that against them and say, you know, if you go to Vanderbilt, this kid was so happy with his 21 on the ACT. You know, he was one of the smartest kids in his class in high school. And so he's being recruited by Vanderbilt. I said, well, you take that 21 to Vanderbilt, and you're going to be sitting in the classroom with everybody that made a 32 on the ACT, and they're going to set the curve, and you're going to make the D, and they're going to make the A, and you're going to flunk out of school. And so you come to our university, we'll put you in classes where that 21 is pretty average and maybe above average, and you can graduate.
Gene, we
now,
have
how negative is that?
Yeah, exactly. Gene, we have only about 20 seconds left, but one recruit who did allow the writer to use his name is Christian Kirk. Someone was recruiting against Texas A&M and told him, the recruit, why would you go to Texas A&M? It looks like a prison. I think that's a sign of desperation, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's the kind of thing I was talking about. if somebody's using that against you, that's pretty easy to combat. You know, you got to get him on your campus. If he's been on your campus and been to a camp or been there for an unofficial visit, even certainly an official visit, he's going to find out that it doesn't look like a prison. There's some gorgeous aspects of it. And you'll just have to determine when he's on that campus if it's got a feel that he likes, and as opposed to the opposing coach's school or any other school that he's looking at. But, yeah, those kind of things never bothered me much.
That does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest. Thanks also to engineer Gary Kirk. And thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall of the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance, and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a production of UNC's College of Journalism and Mass Communication.